Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So a Venezuelan migrant influencer who came to this country illegally, evidently, is upset because he's in jail, that he's a victim of persecution of some sort. Is this the same guy, right, that was telling people how to go take over houses, how to become a squatter and then get squatter's rights and do all this stuff, and now he feels like they've taken his freedom away? Okay, give me a break on that one. But I guess it just goes to show, folks, just how strange things can really get, or the strange things people can think. But honestly, folks, you know, this is one of the reasons why this election season is so important. This is why we have to do something different in the terms of the direction that we're going. I think it's easy to see the handwriting on the wall on this one. Folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three is just now start. Pardon me. Hour number three is starting up. And see how it goes by so fast, and I think it's hour number two or hour number four already, but it is hour number three. And we're here, we're live, and we're glad that you're there. 949-822-7959, Kyle Warren with you, of course. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, pick up the Send Kyle a Direct Message link, and you're off and running from there. And we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Well, Denise, you know, this boo-hoo for this migrant influencer who's, I guess, now in prison or in jail and is now upset about it.
Yeah.
It seems to me that, you know, if we went to another country and explained to people how to illegally take over properties, it might not work out too good for us.
You know, and some when it comes to law enforcement, they've got some very skilled people that do some great work. But then it comes to the judges and these prosecutors. But when you've got these influencers that are really trolling and toying with Americans and showing how they can break the system or finesse the system, and where they, you know, they bully us. And, you know, some of these governors are taking some action. Ron DeSantis has clearly done that. While these others just seem to, you know, they're lost. You know, there's something to be said that there's something called property rights. And not a lot of people talk about property rights.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called a takings clause. There's something called breaking and entering. There's something called theft. And I can't think of a bigger theft than stealing somebody's house. Don't you have TV commercials about where...
Yeah, title theft. Home title,
title
theft.
Thing. Yeah. So what's really kind of the difference here?
You're right about that. And a lot of times, and now most people that I know, right, they've got cameras around their house and they've got security systems and things like that. But if they go on a trip, you know, somebody could conceivably try to take up residence in their home. So if that's why you have to have somebody either there or you have to have somebody checking on it, you know, every day, it would seem like, and
well,
call the authorities.
You know, Florida's kind of vulnerable because so many people have a winter home in Florida. You know, the people from New York and Ohio and Michigan and so forth, they all come down here, you know, for the winter. We call them snowbirds, and then they go back. Some people, you know, have VRBOs, vacation rentals by owner. I mean, there's so many investment properties here that they can sit empty. And DeSantis knew that, and that's why he had his legislature take this action. It's gotten to the point where, you know, in some of these states, I would be putting one, no trespassing signs every place I could there. Number two is I'd be sending a letter over to the sheriff's department or the police department saying, look, I'm leaving on vacation, or I got to go deal with a mother, you know, and boy, I got to go out of town. I got, you know, this house is my house. Here's my documentation. Mm-hmm. It is empty. If anybody is in it, they're in it illegally. Either that or you start hiring house sitters.
Right.
And then you got to watch them because they may not leave.
That's right. I know. See, that's this is the breakdown of our society. I hate to say it. I'm not trying to be overly dramatic.
But you're not. You're not. We have a collapse of civil society here.
Yeah, indeed. James in Denver is saying, why would someone in charge of a nation's security force their borders to be open? In other words, why would someone in charge of our nation's security force the borders to be open? The answer is to sabotage. And there's certainly a lot of that going on with these migrant influencers, you know, or any of these, any illegal alien that comes across with bad actions on their mind.
Well, and, you know, these that are coming across, we don't know what the number is that is, that are bad actors. We have no idea. We don't know if it's 20%. We don't know if it's 60%. We have no concept. But it could be 1%. Why would we destroy, our peace and our comfort and all of that for 1%? I mean, it defies any kind of logic.
Well, indeed. Indeed. And then, but yet when you do raise the alarm about it, then it's never,
you're
a racist or you're this or that. And nobody ever, because what people are talking about is a practical problem that's happening. Because in any other context, you would say, no, you wouldn't allow this. You know, if I had a car dealership and people kept coming in and driving the cars away, I mean, that might be a problem. And, you know, with that. So that's comparatively a very similar thing. Stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back. More with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, as we make our way through this Monday edition. And just like I said, it does go by pretty fast.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Here. I think it was Elvis Costello who said something about Dancing Queen and said, you know, we heard that and they had these great sort of Rachmaninoff, you know, piano things happening in it. And I think it was him who said that, but every time I hear that, I always kind of remember that quote. And it's kind of cool, you know, when you can fuse stuff like that together. That's what it's all about sometimes in music. But, folks, what it's all about here on this program is that we're going to keep you up to date. We are the Nexus for News and Politics Overnight in America, and we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, we've been talking about immigration and so forth. We talked a little bit about the IDF. What do you make of what was being chanted in Dearborn, Michigan? They had a rally there where the speaker said about how the system, presumably America, must now be brought down. Israel should not exist. It's the, quote, most logical chant to say death to Israel. It's the most logical chant in the world, he says. I mean, this is not happening somewhere far off. This is in Dearborn, Michigan, and this is precisely why the Biden administration's worried, isn't it?
Well, the Biden administration is capitulating with these in Michigan. And I would argue the Palestinians, and the Palestinians are, you know, there's an awful lot of them that are completely in lockstep with Hamas. And so, you know, I really wish somebody would ask Tony Blinken or Jake Sullivan or even Biden or Little Miss Karine Jean-Pierre. You never get an answer out of her, so that's useless. But You know, they talk about Hamas and other groups, but they never say who the other groups are. The right. reason they don't is because it's the Palestinian Islamic Jihad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly right. And certainly, they always seem to be sort of tiptoeing around a lot of these things. You know, yeah, so that they don't really, you know, it's like riddle me this, Batman. It's like, you know, how do you, like, look like you're supporting Israel, but at the same time showing Israel's enemies that you kind of get it, you know, you kind of understand where, you know, where they're coming from and why Israel's bad or this kind of, I mean, it's just so, it, you know, you have to be double-minded about it, I guess.
Well, it might be, you know, I mentioned it before, but maybe Israel or some Israeli groups here in the United States that are on the right side of this issue, and I say that with distinction because not all are, but, you know, maybe they ought to take all of those videos that happened on October the 7th and start airing them on TV commercials in Michigan. Look, you know?
Right.
Well, or you know, buy some billboards and put the pictures up there. You know, why don't we try that? Maybe in Washington, D.C., or maybe in New York.
Well, you know, what would happen, and I'm right there with you. I absolutely agree. And I know that, for example, you start running these videos, and the ladies on The View, for example, as an example of what the left would start doing, say, this is so graphic. You're only doing this to gin up hatred against Arab Americans or Muslims or something like that, when nothing could be further from the truth. If you're looking at the truth of what this particular group, Hamas, did, why can't everybody, no matter their religious persuasion, be upset about that? I mean, that's the thing that used to be able to drive us forward.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to say, I'm a broken record, you know, wash, rinse, repeat. Israel's not telling the story, or, you know, it's not that they don't have the people that would do it, certainly here in the United States. But they need to be telling the other part of the story here. And again, I think I looked it up and there are 25,000, depends upon, you know, who you ask and what site you use, but they've got at least 25,000 Palestinians, Hamas and Fatah criminals in their jails. And that's who Hamas wants back. They want a prisoner swap, you know, for hostages.
Which include babies.
Yes.
Yeah. For 6 months.
So start there. And then start going through the list of all the things that, you know, I was thinking on Saturday, I guess it was. Does anybody remember when Turkey sent the flotilla in there into Israel during the Obama administration? And we don't know what was necessarily, long since forgotten what was on that flotilla, but, you know, there's, the IDF had to board that flotilla, and there was, you know, quite the, I mean, it was kind of like its own miniature war aboard ship. Well, you know, it's those kinds of things. How many times do you have intermittent, angry Palestinians that are stabbing some innocent Israeli, you know, over in on the Jerusalem side? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just, start telling these stories. Does Jordan have to put up with that? Does Egypt have to put up with that? Saudi Arabia have to put up with that? Do they have phone apps that tell you when, you know, there's go seek shelter? Go, you know, on every street corner, Israel has bomb shelters that they drill for this? You know, that schools are underground? I mean, any other country have to live that way?
Yeah, and the proximity, I think, I mentioned this before, I know, but the proximities involved sometimes are lost on the average observer who hears about this on the news. you know, it's literally like if New Jersey was lobbing rockets at New York City all the time or something like that. You know,
right.
It's that close, really, in the grand scheme of things. But, you know, we have our oceans that are between us and you know, the other parts of the world generally. It is really a different story when you could get hit by a missile just because you happen to live in Israel, in Tel Aviv, or places
right.
like that.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a different story.
Or you live on a kibbutz that's near the French line of Gaza. You know, and there's a lot of Israelis that work pretty hard to help out Palestinians, poor Palestinians that, you know, there's a lot of Palestinians that, you know, had work permits to come across the fence line, the border every day and work in Israel. So, I mean, Israel has been quite generous and this is how they're paid back.
Indeed. And also, you know, and Israel actually fixes things, too. You know, they actually fix things like water lines or stuff like that over this period of time. I've often heard that there are a lot of Palestinians who prefer Israeli management, as it were,
yes.
to things.
That's precisely right.
Yeah.
Precisely right. Israel pays for the, you know, and provides the electricity, the power for Gaza.
Yeah, and it just seems that, again, the ideology of the terror organizations is not geared towards making life better for the people of Gaza, but it's geared toward launching attacks at Israel, and if the people of Gaza are cannon fodder, well, so be it to them.
It's an interesting exercise to kind of go back on the internet and look at what Gaza looked like the day or, you know, the first part of the time that they Israel left Gaza and handed it over to the Palestinians to see the trees and the high rises and the boulevards and the stores and the, you know, all these kinds of things that Israel abandoned. Okay, here you go. And then look how it just sort of collapsed, which, by the way, also speaks to the United Nations, because the United Nations got a footprint all over Gaza, all over it, with schools and healthcare and, you know,
yeah.
same thing as they had in where? Haiti.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it defies explanation as mm-hmm. to how you can go so low after that. I mean, that's just terrible. Well, Denise, stay right there. We're going to come right back after the bottom of the hour break. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. And if you're holding on right now, please continue. And we'll be talking with Denise in two shakes. Stay right there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore is set to head to Capitol Hill to ask for the funding necessary to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed last month. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that the price tag is likely to be very high.
We don't yet know what the price tag is going to be. The thing that we know is that the Port of Baltimore is responsible for $70 billion of economic activity to the American economy. We know that the Key Bridge had over 36,000 people who traveled over it every single day, people getting from where they live to where they work, to where they worship, to where they go to school.
Seismologists say aftershocks could continue for another week following Friday's earthquake in New Jersey. The U.S. Geological Survey saying the 4.8 magnitude quake was the strongest on the East Coast in 100 years. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You hear Georgia when I open my mouth. Don't make no difference what I'm talking about.
All right, and we are continuing through the Monday edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And I think we're having a great start to the week of broadcasting here. Program flying along, as always, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the show this morning. If you have a question or a comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, you know, Denise, we've been talking about some pretty serious stuff here this morning. It's hard to unravel, of course, but obviously if Iran really does make an attack on Israel or its facilities or even U.S. troops, I mean, this is going to take everything to another level, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
Indeed.
Absolutely do.
Indeed. And looking at the tea leaves here, but what's your estimation? I mean, is a lot of this going to be bluster from Iran, and or do you think they really believe, because of the state of affairs right now, because of the way the Biden administration acts, that they can get away with something much larger than they typically would try to do?
The risk-averse posture that the United States has taken is the risk itself. So when you've got a country that says they're going to do A, B, C, D, or E, do you believe them? Well, they said it. Then you start looking for evidence. Are they prepared to do that? and what do they have that they could fulfill that threat with? And so with those couple of things, then I would say you take offensive measures. Not defensive measures, offensive measures.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive measures end up looking like Kabul the day we were leaving.
Well said. Well said. Yeah, that's a picture worth a thousand words on that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Mel in New York, who's been patiently waiting across the break this morning. Mel, you're on with Denise Simon. Good morning.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kyle. How are you today, this morning?
Good. Good.
Great, great. You know, positive productivity to terrorists in Gaza for their people would be like kryptonite to Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Terrorism to a terrorist is to justify their existence. It's chaos. But to change the subject, you were speaking about house sitters. The two best house sitters that I know of is Smith and Wesson.
Touche.
Yeah, yeah.
I whether I'm there or not, but when I return, they will soon be introduced to two entities. But anyway, that's what I needed to say. You know, these people are just—you can't depend on the law to take the law into hand. You have to take the law at times into your own hand. But that's what I need to express. And I appreciate your time and have a great day.
Hey, thank you, Mel. Appreciate the call. Take care.
You know, thanks, Mel, for bringing that up, because that was another thought that was in my mind the other day. And, you know, we have something known as the Castle Doctrine, or at least some states do, or Castle Law, in defense of habitation, a legal doctrine that designates a person's abode or any legally occupied place. So you have the right to defend your property. And it really comes from English common law. You can use legal force against an unlawful intruder. So, you know, why isn't, you know, all these news, well, you know, what cable news, I know that Fox is reporting on it, Newsmax is reporting on these squatters, but, you know, I don't hear any of them mention the Castle Doctrine.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things, too, about, as you just mentioned, who's reporting on it? Well, then people on the left and some people will simply, their retort would be, don't you see, they're trying to sensationalize this. They're trying to make it seem like there is, America has an unbelievable squatter problem that is happening, and it's the latest big crisis. But it is actually, this is a big issue. We hear about it a lot. Just because it's not in some news reporting.
Local news would be reporting it, you know, like a local L.A. TV station or something, yes. But the other interesting question is that when your business is broken into and it's looted, as we saw during all of those riots that we had across the country, is a business also included in the Castle Doctrine?
Good question. That's a good question,
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know who's got a good question. It's Neil in Henderson, Nevada.
Okay, yeah,
he's
Neil.
With us this morning. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Rocking the airways, as usual, overnight.
Thank you. Yep.
You know, I think the biggest high-profile issue right now is Israel. And I've asked this question before. How do they land this plane? My wish is that the Israelis understand the Biden administration empowered Iran, okay? This war would have never taken place, October 7 would have never taken place, if it were not for the Biden administration.
Correct.
It's just an outrage. Now, how does this affect our elections in November? That's an open question mark. I've become very concerned. We're 6 months into this now. You know, things seem to be escalating. Iran says they're going to attack. What are they going to use to attack? I mean, you know, I mean, it just leaves all options on the table. I'm just amazed. Hamas, Hezbollah, what, Islamic Jihad, whatever, all those terrorists, they don't seem to be running out of bullets, you know? Where are they getting this ammunition from? Does anybody know?
Good question. Well, we know that Iran helps to supply them, correct, Denise?
Yeah, they've been stacking it up for such a long time. You know, they've been manufacturing for a long time. You know, a lot of the little missiles that Hamas was using, you know, were made in these little rooms in all of these little locations, and they were stacking them up everywhere. I mean, we're talking years. Same thing with the Houthis. That Iran has been manufacturing these and shipping them all kinds of different ways, you know, to Yemen. So, and then, you know, Iran is actually being paid by Russia to build drones.
Yeah, and, what about North Korea? I think North Korea is building some of that weaponry as well, aren't they?
But they're not doing it for the Middle East. They're doing that for Russia.
You know, the world, it's just unbelievable what we're observing.
And you're exactly right.
I mean, you go through the list, it's just astonishing. You got, you know, Rocket Man in North Korea.
Yeah.
China wants to reclaim Taiwan.
Yeah.
Ukraine, Russia, I consider a civil war. Israel, okay, could be probably the most volatile powder keg right now on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Does anybody believe Hamas has any honorable intention to release the hostages?
No.
I don't see that happening.
I don't think either.
I agree with you.
But Neil, keep
one eye peeled on South America, too. Because remember, we've got a Hezbollah footprint in Venezuela. You've got a couple of countries now that are having problems with each other. That includes Mexico, which obviously has, you know, the drug cartels, which are really military units.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I asked a friend of mine the other day that, you know, let's not forget that Russia has the Wagner Group. And just because Yevgeny Prigozhin is dead doesn't mean that, you know, Putin himself didn't nationalize the Wagner Group, and they are spread out all over the place. Yeah. And are they in Haiti? Interesting that Haiti's just kind of left the news cycle here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Neil, thanks for your call very much. We're going to head out to the break, but we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks. And thank you, Denise. Thanks. Take care, Denise. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Yes,
stay safe.
Thanks.
Take care.
Yep.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Right, the Monday edition continues on, everybody, as we go across the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning. But I'll tell you this, though, we've got Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can head over there. You can find out all about Chris, all about his radio program, and all about his podcasts and everything else that he has for you over there. Again, that's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And we're glad to have him with us again here on this bright, wonderful Monday morning. Well, it's not quite bright yet, and it's going to get darker later in the day, Chris, when the eclipse happens for some parts of the nation. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. Are you going to be able to see, is it going to be prominent in the New York area? Do you know?
I haven't even checked the weather yet this morning. I mean, unless it's cloudy out, I guess it should be, fairly, decent, I guess. We shall see.
Good.
We shall see. Everybody's getting all excited about this. It should be interesting.
Yeah. I would think so. It definitely is. I mean, it's fun to sometimes. It's a great diversion into, there's actually stuff happening, out there in outer space sometimes. That's pretty interesting to us here on Earth. But one of the things that we're looking at here on Earth, of course, is we're looking at again this notion. I always love to ask you about interest rates, but everybody seems to be kind of obsessed with them. But now we've got the headline, you know, the Fed may not have to cut rates if the economy remains, you know, for lack of a better term, as robust as it as some are saying that it is. You know, do you think that there is this possibility here that the Fed will say, well, it's really pretty good, so we're not going to do anything? Or if they do just cut it anyway, then they can be seen as trying to influence the economy during an election year. I mean, it's very strange.
I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen. I do think that there's going to be a few cuts in the cards later on this year. All they need to do is to one number to go in the wrong direction to give them justification, to go ahead and do that. And again, you can take a look at the jobs number from Friday that everybody is jumping up and down about. But, most of those jobs are quite frankly, are part-time. And you got to also take into consideration this has been happening for a while now. So, you know, there's some good part of the jobs number from Friday was the fact that the household survey has improved, that more people are actually working. But again, you take a look, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, as I like to put it. The bad was, you know, over 70,000 of those jobs are government jobs. And the ugly was the fact that, we're just creating part-time jobs for the most part. It's really not much when it comes to full-time.
Well, indeed. And among these part-time jobs, would you say that, you know, is there a significant percentage that we know of that would be somebody having a second job where they're literally trying to make ends meet as opposed to being one individual equals one job, that kind of thing?
Without a doubt, that plays a part into this as well. And you also get the migrant part also. Many, asylum seekers getting green cards and how that affects the numbers also.
Well, indeed. And before we leave jobs here, but it seems to me, too, that when the Biden administration, and obviously they'll do this for political reasons, they'll say we added 15 million jobs. But a lot of those jobs were jobs that would have come back at the end of the pandemic issues. So it's not like they've added brand new jobs. You know, it's really, from what I understand, it's really more like, let's say, 5 million, and it's not 15 million, if it's anything.
There was no doubt. I mean, it was expected that, jobs were going to come back. I mean, once you shut down the country, slowly but surely you reopen things and, jobs are going to come back. And, I think anybody with half a brain understands that.
Hopefully so. Well, something caught my eye too, Chris, that there is a thing afoot in San Francisco. Basically it's a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. They're going to introduce what they call the Grocery Protection Act, which means that, and this is not some new idea, it was actually around in the 80s when it was vetoed by then Dianne Feinstein when she was mayor, but it has to do with the idea of grocery stores. It would be incumbent upon them to give 6 months' notice before they would close a grocery store and then have to try to explore other options, to put something in its place. That to me sounds, pretty interesting in terms of government intrusion into the private sector. If your store's not making money, you gotta make a change.
Well, you think about what happens? What are the repercussions if you don't? I don't understand.
Well, the idea is that people, I guess, could file lawsuits as a result of that because it would take away the store that's in that area that people would rely on. But I always think, Chris, that especially government representatives like this, well, why don't they make their own grocery store and say, well, we'll put grocery stores where they're not profitable, and we'll just do that. I mean, but then they learn a quick lesson about how sometimes it doesn't work, not just because of economics or spending, but because of the crime that's happening in San Francisco.
Well, no, I agree with you there. I mean, I always bring up that point, too. If it's so easy, go do it yourself. But you're also taking the fact that, if it's a big, supermarket chain, that they could, sue that. But if it's like an independent grocery store, you have got nobody to really sue. If they're going out of business, they don't have any money in the first place.
So that's a part of it. Not to mention the fact that, why would, you know, starting a new store, starting a business is always, there's always a risk involved. And if you're going to add that on, as an additional risk, well, then guess what? And, they're not going to open up stores in these places because they're not going to go ahead and take a chance because it's punitive in nature. Another risk factor involved, another landmine that's being put in by the government.
Well, indeed. I always think that, you know, if anything, maybe the supervisor could be lobbying for more law and order or to stop the crime that's driving these stores literally out of business. Or even they can't even hardly get people to come in and work in some cases because it's just too dangerous.
And again, yeah, you can't, you know, when the facts on the ground, sometimes, you know, the terrain shifts and it changes based upon political whims and you know, who you vote for. I mean, you can see that in places like San Francisco and other places in California, New York and others. And, you know, what was a street or a neighborhood maybe in the 1990s is not so much right now. It could be a lot different today, making those conditions different.
Well, indeed. I also understand that Janet Yellen had a meeting with President Xi in Beijing, and evidently the big topic of the conversation was that China has been doing a lot of overproduction in different industries or something like that, and they're trying to figure out how to minimize that or how to make that jive between trade with the U.S.
Well, I mean, it's a way of, you know, you can dump products on a market, sell things at a loss for an extended period of time, and put your competitors out of business. You know, many blame, you know, the Japanese for doing something very similar to the United States when it came to electronics for a period of time. And, you know, they kind of eventually took over the entire, you know, electronics industry for the most part, not in its entirety, but, you know, a big part of it. So, you know, that's, you know, something that, you know, needs to be considered when, you know, governments subsidize certain industries. And but we do it too here. And that's the thing is, you know, the whole, you know, you can't get a little bit pregnant. I mean, I get it, you know, and I don't agree with doing that type of business where government is subsidizing certain industries. When you're in a global marketplace for trade, where you're essentially doing it to put others out of business. But essentially, we do the same thing, too, here.
Well, you might even see something similar like that. We know that the Chinese are building low-cost EVs. Do you see something like that happening where they'll try to corner the market in some way?
Well, do we subsidize EVs here in this country? I mean, you take a look at the, the Inflation Reduction Act and go back to Obama, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, and carbon credits and paying companies for supposedly saving the environment. You know, companies like Tesla and, you know, your fellow taxpayer helping to pay for that through subsidies. So, you know, they're not the only ones that get involved in the, you know, the free market. We do too.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, thank you so much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend. Have a great Monday.
You got it. You too.
Thanks. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And we are coming right back after the top of the hour. We've got Frank Salvato warmed up in the bullpen, ready to go.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.